Another clinical study was conducted by Dr. Kucharczyk et al. The publication is titled A Controlled Prospective Outcome Study of Implantable Electrical Stimulation with Spinal Instrumentation in a High-Risk Patient Population, and was published in Spine in 1999. The objective of this clinical trial was to test the efficacy of electrical stimulation and instrumentation in high-risk lumbar fusions. The study consisted of 130 patients. All 130 patients had a posterolateral spinal fusion with instrumentation, including pedicle screws and autologous bone graft. There were two treatment groups, 65 patients without stimulation, 65 patients with implantable electrical stimulation. The patient population included patients deemed as difficult cases. This included multiple spine surgeries, failed prior fusions, segmental instability, spinal stenosis, and spondylolisthesis. The patient population also included patients with high risk factors, including smoking, multiple prior spine surgeries, diabetes, hypertension, thyroid, parathyroid, and weight, as well as 1, 2, 3, and 4 level fusions. Radiographs were evaluated by an independent radiologist. Clinical success was evaluated in two ways, via radiographs for solid arthrodesis and classified according to Dawson's criteria, and via the modified Smiley-Webster surgical rating scale with scores of excellent, good, fair, and poor. Only excellent or good clinical outcomes were considered to be successful. A fusion success rate of 95.6% was observed in the SPF group, compared to 87% in the control group. The study also concluded that lower non-union rates were observed in the SPF group, compared to the control group, at 4.4%, compared to 13%. The clinical success rates, also an important metric, showed that SPF had greater results compared to the control group, at 91% versus 79%. The results in all three measurements were statistically significant, as indicated in the p-value shown.